Welcome back to the Couch of Managers. I am Rishi.
And I'm John.
And we are here to talk to you about all things fantasy football.
We lay out the options.
And you make those decisions. And as always, pleasure to have you all with us.
It is indeed. Feeling a lot of love at the moment. A lot of love.
I was going to say, how's the week been? But after we looked at our numbers, it's pretty fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah, the week just got a whole lot better.
And why is that, John?
Because we got 1,000 downloads.
1,000 downloads! Oh, that was a thing of beauty.
It was indeed.
Oh, only a couple episodes so far this season, and some big old traction for all you New Yorkers, everyone out there in America, California.
Yeah, literally. I think we're not... We haven't... It's one state, is it?
One state.
We haven't got one listen yet.
There's a Hawaii listener. Shout out to the Hawaii massive.
Yeah. One in Alaska as well.
Alaska.
Big shout out to... two in Alaska. Big shout out to them.
And not that we're ignoring the rest of it. Oh, no. You in Japan. We see you. Thank you very much. Pass it to your friends and family too. Luxembourg. And where else, John? There's some other territories in this.
Obviously the UK.
UK, but
few in the UK, but we don't really count that. Well, we do, but we don't.
We don't, because I mean, we have, you know, as we said before, they need to get their shit together. Firmly.
So it's been getting better, I'd say, but it's not quite as good as America.
That could be better. But no, joking aside, thank you very much, everybody. Mm. And if we missed any of the territories that you guys are in, do not worry, we will be shouting about next week. But other than that, John, how's all in your world, sir?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. I had a bit of a shitter on fantasy this week, though.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I think a lot of people did. So you put a little dampener on.
Oh,
but the West Ham score made it all right.
Nice. You teed up there, and I was thinking, wait, we're going down the Petra Rio. No, straight into FPL. The serious things.
Yeah, I'm not even mentioning the P word this time. I'm so pissed off with that. I'm not even going to mention it.
The P word. Love that. But I don't know. I was going to say good to hear, but kind of good to hear. I guess at least the West Ham result perked it back up for you.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I've got a little teaser potentially next week in the world of women's football, but can't say anything just yet. But I can tell you that the work at Kings Lynn in the National League, looking good. Had a cheeky little trip down to Chelsea's youth last week. Enjoyed that. And looking forward to some more on the horizon. So yeah, good, but busy. Good.
Nice.
So I can't complain. And if you noticed there, I purposely left that FPL because up and down. I'll say up and down.
Mm.
Probably a good time to say what we're going to do this week, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
Talk a little bit about what we ended up doing and why.
Yeah, look at those options the week before.
Yeah.
And those captains, any of those picks that actually went well or not gone well. And to be fair, we had a week of grace to see those go up and down too, so you never know.
Ones to watch as well, quarter eye, generally. Ones to keep your eye on as well. Pointers.
Interesting decision, isn't there?
Yeah.
Particularly in the striking options, we're noticing there's some balance to be had.
Mm.
So let's debate that for a little bit. Then we got our favourite part of the week, sure stats.
Yeah. Well, your favourite part of the week at the moment. Wow. I still need a win.
Well, we say this.
I lost like the first three games.
To be fair. Yeah, I'm actually quite happy with sure stats so far this season. Oh, good. But taking over from last week's epic battle, and then I wish I could comes back, crazy jingle and all.
We did forget one thing. Well, two things this time.
What's that?
Disclaimer and the league. So yeah, we're gonna throw that in somewhere.
Okay, well,
a disclaimer, I think I've already sworn, so I apologise.
I think we both sworn today. Normally you're the one keeping me in check. Damn. Well, if you didn't like swearing, then I'm going to apologise and say you've obviously lived with it this far, so let's just roll with it. Roll with the punches. Like, hopefully better than AJ did against Usyk Saturday night. Woohoo!
That was a big fight for any boxing fan, I think.
Yeah, we did. And just quickly on that, isn't it ironic that even Alexander Usyk has won a trophy before Spurs in their own stadium? But yeah, on that note, swearing, up to you. Hopefully you're good. And into the first part of the Zipod. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're now listening to the Couch Managers Fantasy Football Podcast.
Into the first part of the pod proper.
Right, we've almost glossed over it again. The league. Oh, shit. You mentioned the league. Let's just do it now.
Yeah, true. Let's get it done. Let's get it out of the way. Out of the way for me, because I still haven't breached into the top four. But we'll come to the results of the league in a moment. If you want to play along with us, how do I do that, Johnny boy?
You need the code. And the code is... I can never remember this code. I can remember the other one. Code is 91QWDQ.
Nice. So that is 91QWDQ. And that is to come and play along with us in the Couch Managers FPL, where it is looking good. So we have been removed for 2 weeks, and top of the table, however, has stayed pretty damn consistent. Stuart.
Yeah.
Oh. Lloris the Hounds. I mean, clearly a Spurs fan. I mean...
Oh, yeah, that's a nice play on words. I like that.
I was going to say, and yeah, lucky for him, this could be the only trophy that Spurs see this half of the century, so...
Yeah, it's a fantasy one.
Literally. But no, he's done well. 52 points for Stuart. Always a consistent player. He's going to kill me for that, but... he's got... Saar, who is a cracker, will come to him. I think that's a cheeky little gem. Salah... Ronaldo is his premiums. Antonio picking up those points again. Rafinha Leeds got some great fixtures. And Digne, so he's done well. And I think if you look at his squad balance, it's good. He knows how to rotate. He took out Fernandes at the right moment because Lord knows anyone who had him this week would have lost their shit, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone did. If you did, unlucky. That's probably why I've moved up the league. Isn't it? Because everyone's had fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Fernandes.
There's been a bit of that. And
fucked it right off.
I think we've got to look at some of the great names as well. I think the Marshall Matters LP is one of the best names I've seen in FPL.
Yeah. That is good.
The Martial Matter. Shout out, Proud and Gruen. Love that.
Alan Bearer. I like that one.
I love that. And something that I almost did this week, Pulisicki. From Mark Rennie. But something we should talk about in our league, the number one... player, I shouldn't say number one player, the number one manager, the manager of the month of September, the last of the sunshine, Inter Milan.
Yeah, Chris Mainz.
And I just realised how funny that sounds when you say it out loud.
Also a great name.
He was also the king of the game week for us, which is lacking.
Yeah, happy I mean, days. You were a close second.
I was a close second.
195 points the month. Yeah, good month.
Oh, I'll tell you what, John, someone's going to be unhappy. Though. I was actually close third behind Mark Rennie, who got 60 points this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, manager of the month, I was second. Couch manager-ish. Nice to get myself back up there. But Chris, fair play to say, Chris Mainz, 65 points team.
Mainzy.
Got Pereira. Hope people don't mind this shit, but it's all good. You have to roll with it. Yeah. Write in and complain if you've got something to say. Shit. Pereira, Maguire, Alexander-Arnold, Decore, Salah, Saar, Tielemans, Ronaldo, Tony, Saint-Maximin, Schmeichel, Lamperty, White, Suchek. Do you know what? That is solid.
That is a very good team, actually.
There's a lot of balance there. I like that a lot. You've got the blend of those premium players with Salah,
yeah.
Saar, and Ronaldo being balanced out by the likes of Saar, Tony and Decore, who interestingly took a new role, which we'll touch on later on.
Yeah.
Good attacking wing, fullbacks in Alexander-Arnold and Pereira, and Maguire get his meathead on a few bits and bobs this season. So,
yeah, I think he's injured now, Maguire, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. How long's he out for, do you know?
Not sure. Oh, he's red. He's a red guy. Oh, calf injury.
Oh, he's out.
25%. Oh, he ain't going to play for a little while.
Good shout, John. Good show.
So, yeah, I'd probably ship him out if you listen to this.
Slightly embarrassing. And got him. United fan.
Yeah. I thought he might have had a head injury the size of it.
Hey! He can take that kind of dent, though. That's what Joshua needed, one of those meatheads. Put it on him.
Yeah, so good luck for the month, people. I want to see some high scores from all of you.
Because
it's a good competition, and I'm liking it, and I like how well people are doing. So.
Yeah, and bring your friends and family.
Yeah, that's the more important bit. I want to grow the league a bit. Let's get some real deal big competition going.
You Americans, there's 1,000 of you. Come on.
Oh, yeah, this is what I was supposed to bring up, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, this was the bone that I was supposed to pick. Mate, we're on form today, aren't we? This is
cheating.
Yeah, you said you were accusing someone of having two teams, and it turned out it wasn't two teams. It was, like I said, it was two different people. So yeah, I think you might make an apology to Danny, I believe it is.
There's a slight possibility that my rant was slightly ahead of its time before we'd done all the necessary investigatory needs. And yeah, I fucked up, Danny. I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say I told you so, or the classic, hold your fucking horses.
In my defense, I didn't expect two guys with the name Danny with an I to be in our league in the first season.
Yeah, and then Danny.
And there's a third person, I'm sorry as well, because I don't even know anymore, okay? Yeah.
Right. Oh,
so we'll sort you out, Danny. We apologise for that. And yeah. Obviously,
we've been in touch, haven't we? So we're gonna get on that.
And we can obviously both keep your own teams as they are your own team. Shit. Not ideal. Moral of the story?
Remember? Hold your fucking horses.
Fair point. Fair point. Right. All right. Into our shit show of the last 2 weeks. How's it all been, John?
Yeah, it's been all right, actually. I think not this week, last week was the better week out of them. Because, yeah, it was a bit of an uneasy one this week. There was just a lot going on that you didn't expect to happen, like United losing.
Yeah, I didn't expect
City winning against Chelsea, and Chelsea not even getting a goal.
Mm.
Late winner at West Ham. As a West Ham fan, I kind of had us down to a loss, but...
Well, it was a low-scoring week, wasn't it? If you compare the 2 weeks we were at, so the week before last, average points, 55. I managed to get 73, which I was pretty happy with.
Yeah.
But last week, just gone, 54 points I got, 43 was the average. And if I'm looking at trends over my two game weeks, I'm looking at Tony at Burnley. A lot of people taking him out.
Tony at Burnley?
Yeah. That's Brentford, fucking hell. Tony at Brentford, sorry, Burnley and Tony. At Brentford, you know, two game weeks, 17 points. People took him out because of the fixtures. Has now racked up the goal and assist against Wolves and the... you know, the assist against Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, his performances have been great. I've left him in both weeks and he's cashed in for me.
6.3.
So I'm happy with that. Game week 5, I got 69 points, so it's a little bit behind you.
Mm.
And then last week, just gone 51.
Nice.
So a little bit lower, but way above the average.
Not bad at all.
I say way above, it's not that far above. It's not even 10 points above, but it's something.
No, it's decent. I think those kind of steady points helped this week. And one that finally came through for me, I've had Smith Rowe on my team. Like a running joke since the beginning of the season. And he's just been losing bloody value every week. And I knew it was due a performance. I'll be honest, I didn't expect it to come up against Spurs last weekend.
Yeah.
But in terms of fixtures that caught the eye, I think we are always quick. And I particularly love teasing Arsenal fans. But I have to be fair, and I think Arsenal are looking a lot better now.
They have. I don't know. I really don't know what he's done to that team. He's out of nowhere. It's the fucking best team ever.
Well, I mean, if you look
not the best team ever.
Yeah. But I mean, if you look at the players that played against Spurs that weren't there initially, you had Partey came back in, Odegaard wasn't in the squad before, Aubameyang was injured, they didn't have Gabriel sitting next to Thingy, they didn't have the new right-back, whose name's eluding me just now. Tomiyasu. That's the one, the new right-back. Okay.
What's he coming in at?
He is... coming in at 4.5, and this is what I was going to say. I see
that's really cheap,
and I see a lot of value in Arsenal at the moment. If you look at Arsenal's outcome, I mean, the first is the performance. That first half hour, they genuinely blitzed Spurs. I mean,
went 3-0, didn't it?
Yeah, and it could have been more. Absolutely. I mean, not to say the Spurs weren't dog shit this week, but and we'll come on to that. But Arsenal looked really good, and I think look, if Tierney's 4.9, on the other side, you've got. I'd say Tomiyasu, and I think he's starting to... He's looking quite attacking as well. Tierney still would be my choice of defenders, but cheap value to be had. White, 4.4. Tomiyasu, 4.5. Arsenal's fixtures, Brighton, Palace, Villa and Leicester, Watford, next six.
See, if they play like they did against Spurs, they're all winnable.
Yeah, they look pretty, dare I say, solid.
I don't know about clean sheets, but you look pretty good.
No. It's always a gamble with Arsenal, but I think if you're going to gamble, now's the time to do it. And there'll be another one of those players.
Yeah, well, they're all a bit cheaper.
Exactly. We'll come to them later. But whilst we're talking that game from last week, Spurs, mate, oh my Lord, so bad.
Yeah.
And I heard some very worrying stats in the build-up to that game. So pre the game happening, the Arsenal game of the weekend, Harry Kane had less touches in the opposition's penalty box than Joel Matip at Liverpool.
He's a bloody striker.
I know. Matip's centre-back is nuts, mate. So
that is.
And he just didn't look right. I know a lot of people said it, but the first half was inexcusable. And I look at it, I think Son looked good, as he always does, looked lively, but 10 million, this to me, if you don't see a Tottenham reaction instantly, I see trouble on the wall now, because Villa's not an easy game. Newcastle, they need to take four points from those two games, to me, Villa and Newcastle at least, because then they got West Ham away, Man United at home, Everton away, and you start to wonder where they're going to get points. I just think, for me, avoid Spurs currently. I just don't see the value at the moment.
No, not for the performances that have been put in.
I think
they started off all right.
This is it.
Clean sheets, but now it's just, I think they've had a bit of a wobble.
They conceded 6 goals in 2 halves. The last half of the Chelsea game and the first half of the Arsenal game, 6 goals. And weirdly enough, they looked really good against Chelsea in the first half. So what I would say is, if you've got a player in, give them the week at Villa. I mean, you've got to either take them out now or wait until after the Newcastle game. Because I still think if they come good again, the defensive side, Dier and Sanchez, 4.6 each, not bad, but
I don't think they'll be able to cope with Ings, though, the way that they're playing.
I don't either. I think they're like a very dangerous outfit.
Yeah.
You can lead straight onto that.
One at the weekend,
Beat Man United.
You've even got value at the right of the back, haven't you, with Martinez? He's looking good.
He is. He's
5.5, 26 points altogether.
Incredible goalkeeper. Another one Arsenal should have let go, to be fair, but incredible keeper. And an absolute shithouse as well. Did you see the way he was pointing at Ronaldo?
Yeah.
I mean, fair play to him, but what a prick. I love he's on my team, but there we are. But one from Villa I like, Matty Cash.
Yeah, I think he was king of the game one week. I think he might have been this week.
I think Matty Cash gets in some really nice advanced positions, and at 5 million.
Oh, no, last week.
Now they've come through their tough run. I think he's one to keep an eye on. But the goal scorer against Manchester United, Courtney House. You think, because he started that game, he's likely to start the next. And at 4.4 again.
Was it his debut?
It was.
I think it was.
No. He played a minute against Brentford.
Oh, so basically his
debut. Yeah, early in the season, yeah. Literally the 1 minute. So I think Villa, there is value there. A lot of people took Ings out, myself included. But again, next three, Tottenham away, who are not in good form, as we just said. Wolves at home, interesting on that. And Arsenal away, so
yeah.
Doable.
See, Ings is racking up the points looking at that. He's got, 28 for the season.
He's consistent, isn't he?
Yeah. So.
But then in terms of the absolute standouts, Kings. I think it's a question for you, Jonathan. Who have you? We spoke about Courtney House, already got those 15 points.
Yeah, this week on the King of the Game week for the list.
Yeah, for the 3-point bonus goal and the assist. But then anything else there that you particularly...
Townsend. I like him at the moment. He's piquing my interest. He's piquing my interest. Because he started off a bit slow. Had a 5-point week first week, and then it went 1-3. And then he had a double against Burnley with 12 points. And then battered Norwich. They battered Norwich 2-0. And then had a 10-point week that week, last week. So by looking at it, he might be a good bench player, because you might want to bring him in on the lower sort of half of the table.
This is it. It's what we were saying.
Struggling teams. He seems to do well.
Yeah, we were saying off air that it's, as you just rightly mentioned, John, against those lower. Well, if we look tactically, it's the teams that play either more expansively, so Norwich, and have a lack of quality, or with a low block like a Burnley, where there's more space for him to come into. Southampton, he got an assist. They play that kind of style. Norwich quite open. And the one thing I'd say, they got Man United next, which will put a lot of people off. But I watched Everton play Man United in the pre-season at Old Trafford. And I'll tell you this, they were very, very dangerous in wide areas. They should have got a couple of goals that day. They didn't. If we haven't learned from our mistakes, and I say I don't feel we have because the mistakes were made against Villa. Manchester United have struggled all season and in the pre-season with a whipped ball, hard and low, coming from the wide areas for a striker to attack front or back post. Now, that's where the goal for House came. That's where the danger came for Villa. I know the ball was actually a corner that was flicked on. Good near post attacking. But again, it's that area at the front post where we're struggling. Whipped crosses. And what have Everton done well all season? They've whipped balls in. So you think we'll be prepared for it, but I wouldn't be put off Townsend despite playing us this week.
No, and it's West Ham the week after, Watford the week after that, and then Wolves. So it's a little bit of a tough run, but for 5.5, I think he's getting some serious points for that kind of price.
But this is where you balance out. So I kept Smith Rowe because I liked him. And I know he hasn't started every game, but he looks like he's starting to now. Played 60 minutes last time out, played 87 this week. He's only actually not started one game so far this season. And even then, he got minutes. 5.3, man.
That is cheap.
The only reason I see people not going for him is because if you've got the budget, Saka's probably your better option at 6.2.
But, what, as a regular?
Well, I think they're both very regular. Saka's more regular, yeah. But I think that he's a bit more direct, Saka. So where Smith Rowe will... he was more kind of... playing some silky passes, whip and creating a bit deeper. Sack was looking to get on the end of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and Smith Rowe was, but it was slightly less direct to me. He's more playmaker, less shoot on sight.
But then you've got, speaking of shoot on sight, Jamie Vardy. Party, party.
Ha, 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 ha.
I think our party's just getting started, isn't it?
She is, sir.
He's had a couple of good weeks. He's had two double figure weeks.
I mean, to be honest, I'm really impressed. Do you look at then,
he's starting to hit form.
Everyone's talked about, and like, fuck it, let's just do it now. What we were going to speak about anyway was the striking options this season, because everyone's talking Ronaldo and Lukaku, and they rightfully so, they're big boy premium money strikers. However, please let us not forget little Jamie Vardy in the conversation, because even Kane gets an outside shout. But so far this season, Jamie Vardy racked up 40 points. In the last four game weeks, he's had two double-digit finishes, 12 and an 11, and an 8 mixed in there with a 2. So 40 points from the 6 weeks, we are looking at a pretty decent average. That's a 9.12 average, or something like that.
It's pretty decent.
Which is huge.
And 10.4
Palace. Again, Man United is good against us.
Brentford
away.
Could be a tough game, actually, that one.
True. Arsenal as well. Yeah, and Leeds. So I think Vardy, I'm semi-tempted. But I say semi-tempted. I'm semi-tempted to drop Ronaldo and go Vardy and Lukaku. To drop Ronaldo and one.
Oh, that, I mean, that is... I mean, that's not to be sniffed at.
Because I think...
Jeez. A bit taken back by that. Didn't see that coming. I mean, that's a bold move, because one bad week and you're like, oh, fuck him, get him out. Oh, shit.
And the problem is,
Ronaldo, that is.
And the problem... It's not... Well, this is it with Ronaldo, because he's not... We know, because we were live at the game at West Ham, he could have easily got a penalty, which we don't know whether he would have taken now, but at least got an assist for it.
Yeah.
We also don't know whether he's going to take penalties going forward. I think that's kind of key that he needs to, because he's not giving me the same value I thought he would at 12.7 if he ain't taking those penalties. Yeah.
I've got a feeling that Solskjaer is going to stick with Fernandes.
I think he will for at least one more. I think you're right.
I think he's got to fuck one more up, and then that'll be it. It'll be like, look, mate, you've had two. We've got a fucking Mr. Ronaldo here.
Yeah. It's hard to disagree. That's the thing.
I've been debating whether to flip-flop. What my tactic was to try and play them both interchangeably. So Lukaku and Ronaldo.
Yes.
Keep that little bit of funding in the bank so I can afford to bring him back in.
And that...
You keep playing them off. But they both had a shit week this week, so...
You've hit the nail on the head, though, because that... That was my other option. When I looked at that, because you look at the fixtures now for Lukaku, they get dodgy as Ronaldo's get better. Okay? Lukaku's next fixtures, game week 7 to 15, let's run, okay?
Yeah.
We've got Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Newcastle, Burnley, Leicester, Manchester United, Watford. And even then, West Ham, Leeds, Everton.
See, the way that Chelsea are playing, the only tough two for them, I mean, Southampton seem to hold their own at the moment. So maybe those.
Brentford's
like a mediocre, yeah. Brentford.
I think Brentford will
get tired. But I think they'll get goals. But then it's United and he was the other one, the big one.
Leicester.
Leicester. See, but other than that, I think they've got he's got goals. Goals for days, mate.
And you look at Ronaldo's next run.
Days.
We've got Everton, Leicester, Liverpool, Tottenham, Man City, Watford away, Chelsea away, Arsenal home.
I see what you're saying there.
Until game week 15. So do I get him out?
Yeah, see, I'm debating it now.
Until
well, I
can't, now.
Already made, maybe that's... I wish I could, but... I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I've got one on the burner, so I'm going to make my mind up over the pod.
So yeah, decisions to make there.
Yeah, maybe that's a... Let's play Lukaku for the first, like, another six games and then bring Ronaldo back in later.
But here's a curveball for you. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's record against big team is actually really good. It's the little teams we struggle against and we're counter-attacking fast-paced players like Ronaldo, like Sancho. Do the fixtures matter? I don't know. I'm really torn on this one. I feel like I'm going to sit with him this week, Everton, and that will give me a good barometer as to whether I go... Because Tottenham I'm not scared of at the moment. I think Liverpool, City... Tough. Do you go heavy? I don't know. It's a tough one. But options are there, people. They are there. I would just say at the moment, Harry Kane doesn't like the one to have.
No, I would dodge him.
And good to see our boy Jimenez getting a goal.
Yeah, well, we've been speaking about this, haven't we? That Wolves have been playing well and they've been due a goal.
Yes.
And wins. And that's what they've been doing.
Finally got one.
Yeah. Is it the last two games? They've kept a clean sheet in both? No, it's a clean sheet in the two clean sheets in the last three games.
Nice. Yeah.
So you're looking good.
Looking better. 8 points he got, and again fixtures juicy. Newcastle home, Villa away, Leeds away, Everton home, Palace away. So Jimenez worth looking at, and at the back Cody and Marcel. We know
Jimenez is coming in at 7.4. By the way.
Yes. Oh yes, good shout. Apologies for that. What I will say, though, quite intriguing in that game is that the goalkeeper getting an assist as well. So fair play. 14 points for Sar this week. Yeah, literally route one. Love a bit of that. And then last but not least, we spoke about Arsenal getting their shit together. We spoke about players that have caught the eye and the ones that were big points, but we haven't spoken about an elephant in the room. Manchester City.
We were briefly talking about this before, though, weren't we?
Now that
his team is starting to become fit again and injury-free, he's going to start rotating his team.
Yeah.
Which I believe he's started to do. We were discussing, you've got to keep your eye on the European games in the week because what my prediction, I'm not saying it's true either, and this happens for a lot of teams, actually, especially ones like West Ham, He looks like he likes to play a different team in the Champions League to a different one in the Premier League. So you're almost doing a two-team rotation.
And yeah.
So he's trying to keep players fresh for a week. So rested for a week, let's say.
Yeah, no, it's
apart from his big ones, obviously, but
I think it's hilarious.
Still, you're going to get a bit of rotation.
And at the time of this recording, it's half-time and 1-0 PSG, which I think is hilarious.
Ooh,
because Guay, of all the people. Gay of Everton, formerly. Now... with Messi, Mbappe and Neymar all on the pitch. There we are. Intriguing. But on that point, John, and I think it's a very good point, because what I was going to do to say this week was Grealish hasn't been rotated yet. However, Grealish starts tonight. Sterling and Mahrez.
Yeah.
De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva also starting. Laporte's coming as well as... Diaz keeping his spot with Walker and Cancelo. So it's... I now am not sure. I was going to say, I think watch this week. I think now that Grealish has played midweek, let's see how many he rotates from this squad. Let's look at that next week. I'm going to hold fire. I might actually keep Fernan Torres now that I've seen this for this one last week, because he might actually come in on the rotation for the weekend.
Yeah, he might do.
But I would say for me, I'm still avoiding City. I know it's kind of controversial. I know KDB came back. I know it was a big win. I would say... I think it's hilarious the disrespect that Jesus has got, and isn't it funny what happens when a striker ends up between the sticks in a big game?
Yeah.
Ball in the back of the fucking net.
The obvious happens. What they're paid to do.
Literally, 8.6 if you fancy gambling on Jesus, which I think for the immediate game week is a good shout, because Jesus isn't even in the squad tonight.
Oh, which would imply that he's going to be selected at the weekend.
Yeah, Liverpool away though, so don't sniff at the size of the task at hand.
Mm.
Speaking of which, should we round up with Liverpool before we...
Yeah, there is one player that I did want to mention, and that's Saw.
Oh, Saw, yes.
It's like a nice sort of, not everybody's got him.
Yeah.
Seems to be getting some serious points. I think he's got 24 altogether so far.
24 in the last 2 weeks.
In the last 2 weeks. So yeah, you see, that's pretty damn good. And for his price, I don't know what his price is at.
He's 6.4, I want to say. Let me just double check. 6.3,
okay, so.
So 6.3 for Saar. And as John said, that 24 points last 2 game weeks, 39 points overall. Only thing I'd say is that Watford's fixtures appear to be somewhat dodgy in that they got Leeds away, Liverpool home, Everton away. But I think what Brentford showed us all last week is that these kind of players can still get points. They might not win the game, but you don't care if they win the game. You just care if you get a couple of goals, unless you want.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's not true. Watford fans and Man United fans care whether they win the game. But
yeah.
But
it's just about the points.
Yeah.
I think they can get it. I reckon he can get a goal.
Against Leeds, I could see him being dangerous.
Yeah, getting a goal.
So, yeah, I think that's one to keep in mind. And I really like Saar as a player. I'm surprised he didn't actually leave Watford. He's actually linked with Manchester United and big. He's destined for.
Mate, everybody's been fucking linked with Manchester United. Yeah,
he's actually a good player, right?
Literally, half the fucking league has been linked with it. I saw that Calvin Phillips has now been linked with Manchester United.
Because you boys want 90 million for Rice. But anyway.
Yeah, well, it's worth 90 million. He played 74 for what's his face? Sancho.
Yeah, true, yeah. We'll see. He'll come good. He'll come good.
I'd bump that to 100 now.
I wouldn't.
If that was me. No. You made it about 90. 100.
Unnecessary. So unnecessary. But on that note, speaking of unnecessary, reviewing my ridiculously unnecessary transfers. So I did the classic me, and I drafted a wild card that I was really tempted to play and then didn't play it. So what I did in the meantime was took out Antonio, stupidly, for Calvert-Lewin, even more stupidly. He was then injured immediately, so I took him back out for Jimenez, and then stuck with it. So I've got the same as before, John.
Have you?
Yep, same as you guys can see on the Couch Managers social media, the Couch.Managers on Instagram.
Yeah.
So my team hasn't changed, and for next week, I'm going to make one transfer out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Ferland Torres.
Yeah, he's been a bit of a flop, hasn't he?
I think it's actually going to be for Saar.
Yeah. Actually, that's a very good shout, because he's cheaper as well.
Yeah.
Nice little form swap there.
I think that's what I'm going to go for. I really want to get Lukaku in this week, though, so I'm tempted to take out Jimenez and Torres and getting Lukaku and one other, because I've got the budget to do it. Just. Yeah.
See, this week for me, my transfer was I took out Holgate and replaced him with Ben White.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Nice. Just because it looks like Ben White's playing a lot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can see the logic.
Because I kind of want a bench player to start with. I don't know if he's picking up form, because he only got 2 points in the Spurs game, so I wouldn't like...
They look good. They did look good. Well, yeah. A lot better anyway.
Yeah. And Damari Gray, the position that he played at the weekend, he managed to get an assist. So that helped me.
Oh, that was interesting. You'll just touch on what position you noticed him in.
He was just behind the striker, Decore. Because they've got no Richarlison or DCL, have they, at the moment?
No, as I found out the hard
one. So they did like a 4-4. And then a 1 and a 1. So De Gray was literally just behind Decore the way it was set up. So,
damn.
Yeah, that was definitely a cheeky one if you knew that was coming.
Yeah, nice.
But I like Gray after you spoke about him the other day, so he's going to stay on my team for a little while.
Nice. Now, Everton, as we said before, they've got a nice little run of fixtures coming up. And to remind you listeners of what those fixtures are, they are Man United away, which, as I said, don't be too scared about. And I say that as a Man United fan. Watchers now, hopefully, spanking. But West Ham home, toughish game. Watford home, Wolves away, Spurs. I reckon that's okay. And then it starts getting a bit tricky. City away, Brentford away, Liverpool home, Arsenal, I think. And you've got 3 more weeks to hold on to those Everton players, and then they're out if you've got
them.
And beastly part, but we had to cover 2 game weeks in 1, so...
Yeah.
There we are, people. Hope you like that.
Yeah.
Plenty of options. Can't complain to us that we haven't given you enough to make some decisions. And speaking of decisions, John, it's time for you and I to make those quick-witted decisions in the battle of the footballing wits. The sure stats.
Yes. I need a win. I desperately need a win.
I do.
So let's see if I can get one this week.
I mean, I do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's 3-0, mate.
Right, let's do it.
Thank you for listening to John and Rishi on the Couch Managers Podcast.
Welcome back to the second part of the podcast, the Sure Stats. The part of the pod where John and I go one-on-one in battle on the footballing wit of knowledge. What the fuck did I just say?
What, the wit of knowledge? I held my hand up in the air. I don't know what the wit of knowledge is.
Neither do I, but it sounded good. I get too into these intros. I've been definitely too much boxing recently. But anyway, this is the game where John and I do go one-on-one against each other on a hot topic. It's sudden death. First person to get an answer wrong is out, as I'm sure you guys already know from the previous game weeks. Currently, the score is 3-0 to me. Yeah. And last week, we had an absolute epic on the over 100 Premier League goal scorers. This week, we have another new topic, which should be interesting. So, Joy, before we get into anything you want to say in the build-up to this beast, you ready? Pumped?
I'm not confident at all, because if I'm honest, it's not something I'm overly familiar with. I don't think I'm going to have many answers for this.
Well, do you want to introduce what it is this week?
It's the... Can you name the top 45 Premier League assists? So that's the top 45 people that have got the most assists.
In the Premier League. Which is, very interesting. So, I can go first if you want this week, or I can try to go first if you want this week, so I'd probably fuck it up, because I'll be honest, I'm not feeling comfortable either. But
go on.
Top 45 Premier League assists of all time. Let us do this.
Go on, then.
So I'm going to go with... not good to have a brain freeze in the first one, is it? Paul Scholes, he's got to be in there, hasn't he?
Please be wrong.
Yes. 55, oh. Paul Scholes.
I'm going to go Wayne.
Where's my bell?
Oh, yeah, the bell.
What are you doing to me?
The bell. The bell works.
Broken bell.
There we go.
Hey.
We need an actual bell. That's what we need to invest in, really.
We've got 2 of them sitting there.
The ends. Wayne Rooney.
Wayne, oh, it's got to be, isn't it? Rooney is good. Henry?
Whoa. Yeah, he did.
74, yeah, to Henry is good.
Right. I'm going to say David Beckham.
Beckham.
Man, had a hell of a foot.
He's good.
Not the top answer, though.
80 assists for Bex.
That's a lot.
Arsenal. Not the top. Chelsea is interesting. No, I'm not going to look at that. No, I don't want to know the clubs. Do you know, I'm going to nick your one, because I reckon he's fucking somewhere in there. Matt Letizia.
Oh, that is a premature bell.
He is.
Yeah. Well, we count that. That's it. Ryan Giggs.
How am I not? I'm struggling already now.
Oh, he's the top one.
Number one, top boy, Giggs, eh? Fuck. Beckham, Scholes, Giggs. Oh, mate. Rooney's been done. Oh no, Gerrard. Oh,
I was going to push you for an answer. Oh. Alan Shearer. He's got everything on him. He's on every fucking one.
Is he?
Try it. Let's see what happens. He's there. He's low down, but he's there.
Lampard. Frank Lampard. Love that. 102.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, nice.
Let's go more. It's not good that I'm going new that early.
Oh, how are we? Let's get worried. I was thinking he had to be in there. Surely KDB. Spend so much time fucking around thinking about KDB that I haven't thought of another one myself, though, which is not helpful. I think this is left field. For the sheer height of the man, Peter Crouch? Go on, son!
What?
58 Peter Crouch.
That's a fucking joke. Right, I'm going to go Son at Spurs.
Son at Spurs. I'm not sure.
He assisted Harry Kane so much last season. He's probably had a few this season as well.
We're checking VAR. VAR check is on the go, people.
Oh.
We're on the go. We're on the look.
Fucking hell. I need to get a win. This is bad. The guy does a podcast and he can't win a fucking one.
We're doing a stat check
on this, ladies and gentlemen.
We're having to transfer market this and everything to get the official numbers.
Overall balance.
Human son.
43. Does that come into the top one?
Does that put him in? No! Oh,
fucking hell.
Oh, John, mate, you've done it again to yourself. And you know what that means?
No, I said I wasn't confident.
Oh, no. Oh, 43 is only three off. 46 is the lowest on the... Let's have a look at some of the names.
Oh, there's so many red names coming up.
That we have forgotten. Oh, no.
Cesc Fabregas. Dennis Bergkamp wouldn't have got that one.
Teddy Sheringham.
James Milner.
Milner in there.
Andy Cole. Andrew Cole. Very formal, isn't it? Gareth Barry.
Robin Van Persie.
Fucking hell.
Robin Van Persie.
Eric Cantona. Fuck's sake.
Mesut.
I was going to say him as well.
Mesut Ozil, who I got wrong last time.
Emil Heskey. He's the fucking bogey that just shows up on all of them and I never get it. How the fuck is he on all of these?
It's a good point.
Paolo Di Canio shouldn't have missed that.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Oh, that's shameful. That's shit. I'm sorry. That's bad.
Well, there is next week.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard to come back from a 4-0 deficit.
4-0. There's still plenty of time. We've got, 30 games left or something.
Yeah, that's true. It's a long season.
It's a long season.
It's going to be a very long season if I can't get a win.
I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row that I thought I was fucked. I don't know. Fair play. Thank you.
I thought I had you because when you said I'm struggling, I was like, I've at least got two that I know.
What if a Peter Crouch?
A couple.
I was going with height. I had nothing else. I was going with height.
Damn it.
Oh dear, next week, John. We'll be right next week, people. Right. Take a little breather.
And then it's I wish I could. And captain picks.
Indeed. Let's go grab it. Back in a moment.
Another game of the Sure Stats. Another chance for John to win next week.
Back for the final part of the pod. Good game of Sure Stats as always.
Yeah, for you. Well, I'm not over it yet.
It's coming. In the meantime, I wish I could. Yep, it's that time of the week for the friggin' crazy jingle with I Wish I Could. This is the part of the podcast where we essentially say what we'd like to do in an ideal world with our fantasy football team this week, but just can't quite for whatever reason that might be. Last week, John nicely took the piss out of my wild card that wasn't a wild card, that could have been a wild card that I just didn't do, and I didn't do it.
You're gonna play it like the day before the next one, Stu.
Yeah, probably.
Or waste it entirely. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe I don't need it. Maybe I don't need it. But
I don't need it, mate. I don't need all your magic shit.
Yeah, it's been a bad week. Anyway. So, what do you wish you could do this week, sir?
Well, I wish I could actually have a free transfer. I don't want to change my team too much.
Nice.
But I wish that I could change out Maddison for Rafinha.
Ah, nice.
Because I think that's a better swap and it's cheaper.
He's starting to, because he's only picked up.
I'm going to have to wait till next week.
Picked up 2 goals in 2 weeks now for Rafinha as well.
Yeah, exactly. So he's picking up some kind of form.
Mm, and those
Maddison's not really playing. He's not hit form at all.
No, I think there's problems. You know, I was actually on a with my scouting hat on. I heard, and I don't know how much this is true. I don't hear anything direct from Leicester. But I've heard, for wherever you value the grapevine to be, that there's a bit of problem with Maddison in the background at Leicester. And they're really looking forward to being able to actually move him on, which is...
Really?
Surprising, yeah. Apparently there's an attitude problem there, but I can't say that for sure, so, you know, he might come in and bang a hat-trick next week, in which case I'll have to eat my words.
Yeah.
But I can see why you want him out, and I think Rafinha, a good shout. Looking at, and in fact, for the listeners generally, I think Leeds players got to be looked at now.
Yeah.
Because Watford, Southampton, Wolves, Norwich, next four, and then even after that, Leicester, Spurs, Brighton, three after, and I think they're all...
Yeah.
They're with their
got to stop jumping the gun early.
Yeah.
Because I see that free transfer sitting there, and I'm like, how can I do it? To be fair, it was quite smart this week.
Mm.
It's get somebody out that's not playing and get somebody in that's actually playing a bit.
Yeah, nice, yeah, definitely.
But I need to stop jumping the gun.
I think that's something that I learned the hard way.
Hold your fucking horses.
Yeah, yeah. It's the moral of this podcast, isn't it? It's your title, that. Yeah. Hold your fucking horses. But, even for myself, I learned that exact thing. Hold your horse. As I took out Antonio for Cavalier, didn't I? Quickly,
yeah.
And then he got injured the day after. And I had to take him back up. It was a pain in the ass.
4 point deduction.
-4 points. Yeah. And then I got Jimenez, only got me 2 points that week. So I actually got -2 points. Of all of that. Some bullshit.
Well, that's good. That's grim. That.
But yeah. So my I wish I had. 0.1 and a free transfer more, my lord, because what I really want to do is have Lukaku and Ronaldo and Salah in my team, and I'm so close to being able to do it without sacrificing too much, but I needed that one extra transfer. I just can't get it, because if I need to take out Torres, Fernand Torres, that is, plus Jimenez, plus Koufal, and I had 2.5 million in the bank, I was going to bring in Duffy, Dan James of Leeds, and Lukaku. Problem being, Dan James would then double me up with Rafinha. Well, that leaves me 0.1 short, agonisingly. But even if I found another 6 mil, I need them to be 5.9. And it just doesn't. There's nothing cutting the mustard for me that's worth that cutting over.
Mustard.
So I wish I could do that. Or have the extra transfer, because if I could do 4 transfers, then I'll take out probably Benrahma or Rafinha as well, if I had a little bit more balance there, and I would have Ronaldo, Lukaku and Salah in a team that still has Trent and other decent players like Benrahma.
I mean, yeah, that's the dream, isn't it?
That was their that's quality. The so I wish I could, but obviously I can't. And just when they think it is all over, it isn't quite, because we've got to talk about... Time for the Captain Picks, mates. Captain Picks! Le Capitan! El Capitano! The Captain. And I think I've just added Scousers to the list of people I pissed off this week.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to get listeners in. You're fucking everyone off.
It's because I get excited about the Captain, mate. The big man with the armband.
So you go a bit Scouser when you get excited. It's great for a Man United fan, isn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That. He got me good there. That shit. Oh, no. I feel a little bit ashamed of myself.
As you should.
You sidetracked me, so you start. Who's your fucking captain?
I've gone Antonio this week.
All right, nice. You're calling that... well, that's just your personal, I guess, but we
yeah.
You're leaning out on the safe side.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
he's hitting form, and he's top goal scorer in the league.
Top
by
goal
the way,
scorer
people.
In the league.
Mm. He's joint top with a few, but I'm counting it because I looked at the BBC website, and he's actually at the top above the other two.
Yeah,
So,
or the one thing I would say with West Ham and Antonio captain this week, Europa League Thursday.
Yeah, that is.
You are at home.
But we played a very different team to the league team. We didn't even play Antonio in the last game. He wasn't even on the bench.
Okay.
I think he came along for the ride, but he wasn't even on the bench. So I've got a feeling it will be one to watch. You're right, it will be one to watch. But I don't think he'll play him again.
No, it's a fair shout.
I think he's going to give it a good bit of rotation.
Yeah, I think Moisey's prioritising that league. He knows.
Yeah, we've got to finish somewhere.
Yeah, and
decent.
So I think, and then that's your safe option, I guess. Then what's your? Maybe that's kind of gutsy, though, I guess, because home to Brentford, it's a tough game. Brentford are no mugs, so.
No.
Who would your other option be then? Whatever you're calling. What are you calling that, by the way?
I'm going to call that. Excuse me, yawning. It's a late one. I'm going to call that my safe one. I think that's a safe option. You could call me deluded. You call me whatever you want. But I'm calling that my safe option.
Within reason.
Yeah. I don't know who my risky one would be. I'm not going to go in my team. Who would be?
If you look at the fixtures we've got this week, I know there's some interesting ones. Chelsea, Southampton, United, Everton, Burnley, Norwich, Wolves, Newcastle, Brighton, Arsenal. There's some there, pick-ems. Leicester, Palace.
Yeah. Maybe the risky one would be Rafinha at Leeds then.
Ooh, home to Watford. I like that.
Home to Watford. He's getting goals.
Two goals in two games.
It's not a dead cert, but
Leeds need a result as well.
Could get something, yeah. Leeds do need a result.
So I think that's a good
especially shot. A home result.
They'll be pumped for as well, anyways.
Yeah, they will be. They weren't pumped last time we went out. 90th minute. Antonio! Sorry, Leeds fans.
If you hadn't quite worked out yet, I'm sure it's pretty abundantly clear that John's a West Ham fan, but here we are. And, for me, I would...
Which one are you going for first? Risky or Risky Biscuit?
I'll go with safe.
Safe wafer.
Safe wafer, I like that. And I think my safety first option is going to be Jamie Vardy.
Ooh, that's your safe option.
Controversial. Away from home to Crystal Palace, so I know they've been in good form, they look decent, but as we said earlier, Vardy, goals in the last few games, he's picked up 20-odd points, he's looking strong. I think that could be a good shout. If I'm going to go risky, I'm going Mohamed Salah.
I'm going to go like super risky. See, I did think that was super risky because he might not... City might actually just put a dampener on it.
Yeah, but this is it. There's a chance, because it's a big game, there's a chance nothing happens. But there's always fireworks when Klopp plays Pep, and Klopp seems to have, he's a bit of a kryptonite for Pep, that fast counter-attack blitzing through teams. And I think it'll be so typical of the Premier League this season that City beat Chelsea, Liverpool beat City, we're all fucking in to win it, you know. So I just think with the way City's fullbacks push on and how deadly Salah can be, I think, and his movement particularly, how he can now run off the shoulder and finish 1-2 touch. He's just in form. They look good at Liverpool at the moment. I think that would be my risky one. Equally, Everton have conceded a bunch of goals. Ronaldo, you know, a reaction's coming. That man doesn't like to lose. He's going to start losing his shit.
Yeah.
So, but I think I have to look at the premium options for safe. So, it's but risky, sorry, this week. So I'm going to go for Salah. It's my risky option against City. And Vardy as my safe option against Palace.
Nice. Good choice. Good choice.
And I think that...
That's what it says.
It's done us. We're doing good. It's power hour this week.
Yeah.
So let's get... Should we wrap all up? Anything else you want to talk about for now?
No, that's it, I think. I think I've covered it all very nicely.
Nice. So, well, as always, people... Oh, no, we've done it again. No, we want you to play along with us. And how the hell do they play along with this, John? They need to join our goddamn league. And how do they do that?
Oh, yeah. That is 91QWQD.
If you've
got... That was off the top of my head.
I was going to say, if you've got that off the top of your head, fair fucking play. We're just checking that now. VAR check, listeners. VAR.
Here we go. Slightly wrong.
Close, though. But go on. I'll let you do the honours, John. You're so close.
91QWDQ.
And please, please, please feel free to play along with us. But if not, Please keep downloading. As we said at the beginning of the podcast, guys, we love to have a joke around with you, and I hope you can let some steam off for the week with us as well and just relax and taking the fantasy world of football.
Yeah.
But thank you again for the continued support. We really, really, really appreciate it. Genuinely, when we saw 1,000 downloads, we both went very high-pitched.
Yes, I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
So, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm Rishi.
And I'm John.
And we will see you next week to do it all again. Review it all and go over those juicy options for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to John and Rishi on the Couch Managers Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe on all your favorite platforms and check out The Scouting Weekly.